Now, a couple of days ago, I got one of these reminders from Facebook about what I was doing a couple of years ago. And sad, yet true, it was reminding me that we had a switch on of lights on the outside of our house. And it was just the end of November. Now, sad, I know. And we were most delighted because we were the first people in the village with our Christmas lights out. And it's an interesting fact, isn't it? People say, oh, Christmas comes too early and various things. The thing is, I love Christmas, and yet I don't suddenly stop working when, you know, the end of November, December hits, unlike some people that do that, or some people that think that they need to wind down because it's December. And really, there's no need to do that because December can actually give you huge opportunities for business growth. And, you know, over the years, a number of people have joined programs of ours and signed up with us in December. So, you know, there really is that opportunity. So today's podcast is a little reminder about something you can do. I wasn't actually going to record it until I spoke to a couple of clients, and you know, it gave them a bit of a light bulb moment. So I thought you might like it too. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
So, hi there, everyone. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And as always, if you are listening on iTunes, you can always head over to the Superfast Recruitment blog, a new and updated blog, might I say, along with our homepage. We're actually going to have a new site next year, but wanted a bit of a refresh for the next few months because we've got lots on. So, so head over there and have a look at it. And as always, there is a transcription of this podcast because I share a few ideas and strategies. Now, Christmas. I'm recording this and there's probably literally like, I don't know, 4 weeks till Christmas or something like that. Maybe a little bit longer. It's the 24th, 25th of November that I'm recording this. And yeah, it always fascinates me, though I love Christmas and we always have the Christmas decorations up far too early, that it doesn't stop me working. And quite often we will work right the way up to Christmas Eve or the day or so before Christmas Eve. And it's not that we're bar humbug or Scrooge. It's just that's what we do and we enjoy doing it. And it's a busy time for us. And it's a great time when often people make decisions in December. They make decisions in January, but they also make decisions in December. So we are able to be there and, you know, collect the cash, as you might say, you know, collect the clients. So, and it's exactly the same in recruitment because so often you'll find the super duper companies keep going all the way through December because there's huge opportunities. Yeah, maybe somebody might fill a role, might not fill a role. There's a story about that I could tell you too. However, you know, there's great opportunities to pick up the phone, particularly for your consultants, and start talking to the clients. And the thing about this particular strategy, I like to call it the bird in the hand strategy, is if you have some great clients, they are always willing to spend more with you and buy with you. And that is the same in recruitment. So imagine that you have a group of clients that you work really closely with. What's happening for them next year? Perhaps they've got a new recruitment campaign or drive, you know, by actually getting on the phone and talking to them, it can make a huge difference. And I'm not talking about, you know, have a nice Christmas, let's catch up in the new year. I'm talking about having a conversation because what fascinates me is in December, people are often a little bit more relaxed because they are coming up to holiday period and they have that openness that seems to happen that we find when we're talking to people. They're much more willing to think about the future and what's possible for them next year and all these sorts of things. And it's exactly the same for your clients too. So much easier to convert clients that you already have because they're predisposed to you. And so what might you do to do this? Well, we mentioned this, I think, in an earlier podcast about incentives and using incentives to sort of drive your consultants along, chiver them along. So, you know, this could be combined with this particular strategy, which is, you know, pick up the phone. There's lots of reasons why you could re-engage with past clients. And we have one particular client that, you know, through doing this, has actually, you know, almost filled their diary in January with client meetings, because, you know, we'd suggested, look, well, why don't you just do this? Just go back to people. You just might be surprised about what they want from you, or, you know, a candidate that maybe you'd placed in the past. People's lives change at a phenomenal rate, don't they? And it's very easy to say, well, you know, I'll not bother. Maybe nothing will have changed for them. You might be completely surprised. I mean, look at what's happened in the political situation globally. What with you know, Brexit happening this year, and obviously what's happened in the US recently, you know, who could have predicted those two things? And that has changed business at some level for different organisations. So it may well change things for your candidates and your clients. So, you know, a number of things that you could do here. You know, I've got a whole list here. I'm just going to read my list out. You know, for instance, it could be, you know, wondering if your recruiting needs are changing next year. How's your career moved in 2016? Are you still happy, Brian, or do you want to change? You know, is it worth having a conversation? Should we put something in the diary for next year? Wanted to send you some light reading over before the end of the year. Here's our new white paper. What's the best email to send it to? You know, if you've got some, we used to call them in the pharmaceutical industry, point of sale items, which were basically bribes, you know, like the nice pen, the nice pad, the nice calendar. You know, I've got a 2017 calendar for you. Where's the best place for me to send it? Oh, and by the way, you know, or have you read our latest blog on career planning? And it could be just if you actually, there's some great stats around calling that, you know, for every 100 calls that you make, you will probably end up with maybe anywhere between, depending on how good you are, obviously anywhere between 8 and 9 appointments. And that's cold calling. So imagine if you picked up the phone to 80 of your past clients or 80 of your past candidates, what business do you think you might be able to generate there? And it, this is a great strategy because it gives you a focus. It's really, really easy to do. It's the barrier to entry is a lot less because people know who you are. And there's nothing better than being able to come back in the new year or to have gone out and be busy in December and, you know, have something to start with and for your consultants to start off with a rocket rather than being like Acme Recruitment down the road that actually, you know, just basically pulls the plug and doesn't do anything in the last couple of weeks of the year. You know, as a growing organization, you know, you have a number of mouths to feed and you've got your, you know, your consultants. And it's a great way to motivate them and a great way to demonstrate to them what's really, really possible when they do that. And interestingly, we had a conversation with one of our clients last year. I think it was a couple of days before Christmas. And he was saying that he'd actually placed 2 candidates that week. He got the brief, literally something like the 8th or 9th of December. He'd managed to get somebody to interview and they took them on board straight away. And, you know, that was pretty chunky fee to put into his recruitment pot there. And it's just, you know, it all boils down to the way that you think. You know, if you think that everyone's shutting down at Christmas, guess what you're going to experience? You can experience everybody shutting down. But if you think differently, then it's amazing what will happen and what opportunities you will be able to generate. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And if you haven't, go out and check out the new homepage, and we're running a webinar now every week, which is one of our most popular webinars. So, you know, if you haven't signed up for that on email marketing, great way to get quick wins, then go along over there and have a look. And this is Denise saying bye for now, because I need to go and make sure that our lights are all ready to be switched on later on tonight. So bye for now.